facilitate if they allow their airspace to be used or their bases to be used for an attack against Iran, the Iranians will also retaliate against them directly. I think that message from the Iranians is sent to them in order for them to put pressure on the Biden administration to actually restrain Israel, something that the Biden administration has been unwilling to do. The Iranians don't have a direct way of pressuring the Biden administration, but they appear to be calculating that through Saudi Arabia and the UAE, there may be a greater likelihood that the Biden administration finally will do something to prevent the Israelis from further escalation.
Trita Parsi, according to The Washington Post, Israel's now considering striking military sites in Iran, but not Iran's oil or nuclear facilities. However, many in the U.S. and Israel are saying, take this moment to strike, take out Iran's nuclear facilities. We know, of course, Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal that Obama had negotiated. What exactly would this mean, what is about to take place, apparently?
Most military analysis point to the fact that the Israelis actually don't have the capacity of delivering a fatal blow to Iran's nuclear facilities. They have been pushing for a larger attack, including against oil installations and economic infrastructure. The Biden administration has pushed back and has essentially delivered a list of military targets that they believe would be adequate for Israel's response. The Israelis reportedly have agreed to this, but I think it's very important to understand that most of this is frankly meaningless. Because once the Israelis strike, particularly if they strike against military sites and try to target military officials, as they have done in Lebanon, there will be civilian casualties. There will be an escalation that will almost make it inevitable for the Iranians to then respond again, which then means that in the second iteration of this, the Israelis are very likely to go after economic infrastructure, oil installations, and potentially the nuclear program as well. As long as we are on an escalatory cycle, it does not matter what the first step is. What matters is what the last step is. And as long as we are on that cycle and Biden is not preventing it, it's frankly meaningless if the first step is to avoid targeting nuclear sites and economic infrastructure. This will escalate towards a war in which all of those different things will be targeted, both on the Iranian side as well as on the Israeli side.
And Trita, finally, if you could talk about, respond to the fact that Netanyahu, much like we spoke about this in our earlier segment on Lebanon, much like as he did with Lebanon, gave a direct address to the Lebanese people. He did the same with Iran last month, saying with every passing moment, the Iranian government is bringing the noble Persian people closer to the abyss. What is the significance of this and why is he doing that?
Well, he's done this on previous occasions as well, not only in the context of Gaza and Lebanon, but in the case of Iran as well. I think the primary target of this is actually not the Iranian public. The message was in English, and the original video had English subtitles. This is a message to the Western audience in order to present Israel's war of aggression as a defensive war, as a war that will help get rid of a very unpopular regime in Iran. And as a result, just as with the Iraq war, this deserves the support of the Western publics because the government in Iran is so problematic, similar to the argument against Saddam Hussein. And remember, it was Netanyahu who testified in Congress back right before the Iraq war, promising that an attack on Iraq would have positive reverberations throughout the entire region.
Thank you, Trita Parsi. I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. Trita Parsi, Executive Vice President of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft and author of several books, including Losing an Enemy, Obama, Iran, and The Triumph of Diplomacy. And that does it for our show. I'm Nermeen Sheikh with Amy Goodman for another edition of Democracy Now!
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Yep, it's time for Whiskey Before Breakfast. I am Mando Richard. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as usual, we'll begin on the liquored up side of the family. And we'll close with some tracks from the gospel side of the family. And in between, we've got lots of good stuff, including, of course, a set of what I consider folk rock music. All right, let's get things started. Here's something from the band Yarn. I don't think they ever really figured out whether they were rock or country or whatever. But here it is, the song Liquor Love.
I don't know about you, but I could use a drink. Is there something you do or don't partake? Either way, I'm crossing the county line. Drink my liquor proof 99. Well, you can come along or stay behind. But I won't. I got some drinking to do. I don't know about you, but it's the best I ever had. Going down so smooth, it ain't stinging so bad. Some drink and see.
Thank you. it's Tori DeVito.
In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Keep looking for it, I hope I never find it. If I get close to it, just put me on the train and get back to Austin. Oh damn, I miss that town. I got them sweet tequila blues coming down.
I knew a man with money in his hand. He could look that Jack of Diamonds in the eye, place it on. Let the seven close the door, take all them chips and lay right down and cry.
Yeah, I keep looking for it.
I hope I never find it.
If I get close to it,
just put me on a train
and get me back to Austin.
No, damn, I miss that town.
Got them sweet tequila blues coming down.
Take it, John. Comes Carrie.
And I knew a girl, thought she had the world, with a slightly racing Spanish lullaby. When her dream came into town, she threw the whole damn thing around. Some Texas girl just loved to say goodbye. And I keep looking for it, I hope I never find it. If I get close to it, just put me on the train and get me back to Austin. Oh damn, I miss that town. I got them sweet tequila blues coming down.
We'll break it down. And here's one for the ladies.
Baby, where is my Mercedes?
Girl, I'm waiting for the ribbons and the bows.
Confessing.
I know you want two of them and three of those. And I keep looking for it.
I hope I never find it.
If I get close to it,
just put me on a train
and get me back to Austin.
No, damn, I miss that town. I got them sweet tequila blues coming down.
Texasville.
Them sweet tequila blues coming down. Got them sweet
tequila blues coming down. Well, you drink in the morning, you know you drink at night. The way you drink, and I know you ain't feeling right. I said, 'cause you drink so much, baby. You're the low-down dirty shame. And the way you swallow that bottle, look out to be your middle name. You got whiskey on your floor, gin in your trunk. At 2 o'clock in the morning and you already drunk. I said, you drink so much, baby. You're the the way you swallow that bottle, look ought to be your middle name.
Nordic Fiddler Blocks 2020 record Bonfrost. You're hearing them play a tune they call Don't Drink and Dance. Figured that was a good thing to end the Liquored Up set with. Thanks so much for having tuned in to Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program, depending on where you are located. Now, what was in our Liquored Up set? Yarn gave us Liquor Love from a release of theirs called Almost Home. I have it coming out in 2012. Then the Hellbenders gave us Red Mountain Wine from their self-titled record. Then after the PSA, you heard Chip Taylor and Carrie Rodriguez doing Sweet Tequila Blues. And I played that off of a compilation of some of their work together. It came out in 2010 called The New By and By. Then the last song on the set was from Jontavious Willis. Yeah, man. Liquor. From his 2019 record, Spectacular Glass. See here, I think this next set we've got some new music for you. The first track is from Casey Chambers.
When the night sky has fallen, I'll break like the dawn. When the water on my shores, we'll sing hallelujah until it hurts. We've waited forever for better.
Thank you. Oh, that Mississippi bottom, it's filled with mud and clay. Oh, that Mississippi bottom, filled with mud and clay. Oh, that Mississippi woman stole my heart away. Baby, if you didn't want me, you sure didn't have to stall. Baby, if you didn't want me, you sure didn't have to stall. I can get me more lovers than a passenger train can haul. Cause it takes rocks and gravel to build you a solid road. It takes rocks and gravel to build you a solid road. Take your great big engine to carry you a heavy load. As I please, when I was way out west, I was doing as I please. When I got down here, you told me I had to work or leave. Anyone I love, baby, cannot be found. Anyone I love, baby, sure can't be found. Anyone I hate is always hanging around. Put carbolic in my coffee, turpentine in my tea. Carbolic in my coffee, turpentine in my tea. I bleed to my soul, sweet mama trying to hoodoo me. Everyone I love, oh, so far away. Everyone I love, oh, so far away. Anyone I hate, I got to see her. Down in this Mississippi bottom, filled with mud and clay. Oh, this Mississippi bottom, filled with mud and clay. Oh, this Mississippi woman done stole my poor heart away.
Heaven can wait a little longer.
Some people won't down places. I'm living it up. The American dream ain't dead. can dance through hell and make it out of.
Paint my eyes mysterious with secrets that they hide. Smoldering eyes burning now with a fire deep inside. My naked lips paint as you like. You are in control, but don't forget to make them speak to your soul, and don't forget to capture this moment on my face. I'm showing you all my beauty and
a portrait of a woman.
in the background, you're listening to the duo that call themselves Rakish play something called Tune for Sarah. This is from their newest record, Now, Oh Now. And that's a good way to end that last set of music here on the Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, the Reach Program, because I do believe every single track in that set came from the year 2024. First, we heard Casey Chambers doing For Better or Worse from her record Backbone. Then, Jerron Paxton from his new record Things Done Changed, Mississippi Bottom. Then, Jake Wildhorn gave us a new single, Heaven Can Wait. And finally, Mary James, a.k.a. Mean Mary, gave us Portrait of a Woman from her brand new record, Women Creature Portrait of a Woman, Part 2. Next set's going to be fun. Starts off with Guy Davis.
better now. What's the matter? I don't want no black snake, no how. Oh, I wonder where that black snake gone. Somebody tell me where that black snake gone. I believe that black snake done run my baby home.
Still got my number, and don't be closing down every bar downtown. Just stumbling around and searching for some loving. Oh, I'm not what you need, 'cause if I was what you needed, then you would have left them other boys alone. So don't be calling me at 4 in the morning just because you wanna know if I'm at home. I have changed my mind. I believe I have enough. Have you even been in love? I've been crying every minute since you've gone. So don't be calling me at 4 in the morning just because you want to know if I'm at home. You still show up in my dreams. I don't think the Lord above could even hear me, but I'm faithful nonetheless. Though I never get no rest, can't even catch a wink without you near me. Oh, you never do me right out there beneath that neon light. Somehow I'm the one that's always in the wrong. So don't be calling me at 4 in the morning just because you want to know if I'm at home. I said, don't be calling me at 4 in the morning just because you want to know if I'm at home.
So hard to find. searching my dreams. Faces look so strange, all the rooms have changed.
Lights come on, the sun gets dim. Ladies and gentlemen, Joni Mitchell.
Project for me, put down my instruments and except for this one, and I've been writing words to Charlie Mingus's music.
Okay, I want you to use your imagination a little bit. Picture that you're in Las Vegas. Make the trees disappear and turn them into flickering neon, and picture Frank Sinatra walking down the street with a plumed showgirl on each arm, snapping his fingers. Lola Falana wandering around in a gold lamé jumpsuit, sucking up. This is the story of a dry cleaner from Des Moines, Iowa, who could not lose. I'm down to a roll of dimes. I'm stalking the slot that's hot. I keep hearing bells all around me.
jingle in the lucky jackpots. They keep you tantalized. They keep you reaching for your wallet here in Fool's Paradise. I talked to a cat from Des Moines. He said he ran a cleaning plant. That cat was clanking with coin. Well, he must have had a genie in a lamp, 'cause every time I dropped a dime, I blew it. He kept ringing bells, nothing to it. He got three oranges, three lemons, three cherries, three plums. I'm losing my taste for fruit, watching the dry cleaner do it. Like Midas in a polyester suit. It's all luck, it's just lucky. You get a little lucky and you make a little money. I followed him down the strip. He picked out a booth at Circus Circus where the showgirls filled the room with their big balloons. The cleaner was pitching with purpose. He had dinos and Pooh Bears and lions, pink and blue there. He could not lose there.
One more verse. We're going to see what happens to the cat now.
Des Moines was stacking the chips, raking off the tables, ringing the bandits' bells. This is a story that's a drag to tell. In some ways, since I lost every dime I laid on the line, but the cleaner from Des Moines could put a coin in the door of a John and get 20 for one. It's just luck.
That ain't rock and roll, man, that's bebop.
Background, you are listening to a medley of Nancy's Waltz and Dark Island from Rodney Miller's 1985 LP Airplane. Yeah, I've really enjoyed that record, and it's been kicking around in my head lately. Anyway, what was in that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program, depending on where you are located? Guy Davis has a new record out called The Legend of Sugar Belly. And from that, you heard Black Snake Moan. And then, Billy Strings gave us Don't Be Calling Me at 4 a.m. Good advice. That's from his new record, Highway Prayers. Next up, Ray LaMontagne gave us And They Called Her California from his new record, Long Way Home. And recently, Rhino Records has released more in the Joni Mitchell Archive series, Archives Volume 4, The Asylum Years, 1976 to 1980. And you heard the introduction, and then you heard her, the dry cleaner from Des Moines, back in 1978. That was live at the Greek Theater in Berkeley, California. Hey, you all stick around, because as much fun as we've had in the first hour of the show, we will have even more in the second. I promise you that. Thanks for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or The Roots Program. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Hi, I'm DJ Firefly, the electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I just got a text asking me to approve a bank transfer I didn't make. I bet you get messages like this too. So much of our lives are online today, from email to banking and everything in between. To make sure my information was protected, I checked out CISA's Secure Our World website for simple steps to stay safe online. Now I know how to protect myself from scammers, and you can learn too. Go to CISA at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Parents, we need to talk about your children. There's a new thing on the streets, a substance so potent, teens are choosing it over cigarettes, pot, and alcohol. The kids are calling it lasagna or lasagna. We're not sure, but we are sure that it's a gateway dish to other things like pork chops and twice-baked potatoes, goulash and, well, whatever goes with goulash. Yes, lasagna is out there. And if you're lucky, it will happen to your child, because studies show that children who eat dinner with their families are less likely to smoke, drink, or use drugs. This is Jamie Lee Curtis encouraging you to have dinner with your kids every day. A message from CASA, the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University. For more information, visit www.casafamilyday.org.
Welcome to the second hour of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or The Roots Program, and here comes a set of what I call folk rock. You may not call it folk rock, but I call it folk rock. Got some electric instruments in here. We're going to start off with something from Buffalo Rose.
Oh, I was looking for bread. Oh, I just want to feed the hungry. Oh, I shook a man's hand at the county fair. He said I couldn't be the poster child. He said there's a new day coming. We're gonna the sun. You gotta trust me to run it.
You just gotta trust me.
Oh, I got the master plan now. Mm-hmm. Don't you know I'm a machine man? Took my heart and soul, put a motor in. Now I run all night on steam. Locomotion, yeah, I'm a machine man. He said, just set yourself free. No need to think about the hungry. Cause if we follow his lead, there'll be GDP enough to open up the buffet line. Ooh, I said, this is CEO oppression. All you got for me is football, apple pie. Come on! I need a slice of production. I'm giving you my only life. Don't you know I'm a machine man? Took my heart and soul, put a motor in. Now I run all night on steam. Locomotion, yeah, I'm a machine man. Yes, I am. Took my heart and soul, put a motor in. Now I run all night on steam. Locomotion, yeah, I'm a machine man.
So